The Boston Symphony Orchestra will experience a coda in leadership this weekend. CEO Mark Volpe is retiring after 23 years at the helm of this vast arts organization. WBUR's Andrea Shea spoke with him about his long career with the BSO that's coming to a close.
Sitting on Symphony Hall's storied stage, just about where the principal second violinist would be during a concert, Mark Volpe can't help but share his passion for the acoustically pristine room that's been moving audiences and musicians since 1900, including him.
I've been in this hall since I was a kid. You know, where we're sitting right now, I thought I'd have an instrument in my hands.
Volpe once aspired to be a professional clarinetist. His father played trumpet with the Minneapolis Orchestra for more than 40 years. The younger Volpe ultimately went to law school, but didn't want to be an attorney.
And I said, you know, how do I combine, you know, my academic background, you know, with my incredible, intense love of music and orchestras, and kind of came together.
Before leading the BSO, Volpe managed orchestras in Baltimore, Minneapolis, and Detroit. His career path didn't always register with his musician father, who was a diehard unionist.
We'd be sitting at Thanksgiving or Christmas, and he'd be going, management this, and I said, Dad, that's me.
Volpe remembers getting phone calls about the BSO's top management job from cellist Yo-Yo Ma and violinist Isaac Stern.
So he said something like, it's the Boston Symphony. You have no choice. It's the most important orchestra in America. It's the Pops. It's Tango. It's the Music Center. It's the Boston Symphony, Symphony Hall. You got to come.
Maestro Seiji Ozawa was music director when Volpe arrived in 1997. Now 23 years and thousands of concerts later, he has conflicting emotions about retiring. Among his accomplishments, Volpe tripled the BSO's endowment to more than $540 million. He also oversaw expansion of Tanglewood's footprint in the Berkshires and hired the orchestra's young music director, Andres Nelsons. But when asked about what he's most proud of, Volpe points to the human side of the job.
It's not going to be a building. It's not going to be playing at the base of the Eiffel Tower for 350,000 people or, you know, July 4th for 500,000 people. For me, the first thing I think about every morning when I would come to work is culture.
Volpe says nurturing the BSO community has always been his top priority. He believes it's paid off.
I mean, you look at this pandemic. The players voted unanimously twice to significantly cut their salary. Without any acrimony, without running to the press and saying, how dare they, how we're being violated, we're not being respected. They were partners.
Because of the pandemic, the BSO has navigated at least $50 million in losses, painful layoffs, and a shift to online programming. But looking back, Volpe says the hardest period for him began in 2017, when guest conductor Charles Dutoit was accused of sexual assault at other orchestras. Revelations followed that former BSO music director James Levine abused young mentees before his tenure in Boston. Volpe says he soul-searched about the classical music world's possible complicity.
We're myth-makers. These artists have these personas, and the cult of celebrity is so pervasive. We make these men mostly, but, you know, occasionally women, out to be these, you know, like gods. Do they behave badly because they can get away with it? You know, and we've created a climate where they can.
The BSO severed ties with both men. Looking ahead, Volpe sees challenges for the organization, including pandemic recovery, gender equity, and diversity. But he says the orchestra will keep evolving, with Gail Samuel, the BSO's first female CEO in its 140-year history. As for what's next, Volpe looks forward to Tanglewood in July, when the orchestra finally returns to playing live for audiences. He's got international projects lined up and maybe a book. But the first thing Volpe will do after his last day with the BSO is head to Minneapolis to visit his family.
I'm spending my Father's Day with my 91-year-old father.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.